the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Cinematic Sound. You're listening to it right here on cinematicsound.net. This is the show dedicated to the music of film, television, and video games. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, we're featuring the very best scores written in 2011. Now, usually when we do these end-of-the-year best-of programs, I don't tell you what we're going to play on the show, but I have found that after producing the best of the new millennium program, I'm able to garner a bit more conversation when I actually list off the albums that we're going to play on the program. So we're going to do the same here on our best of 2011 show. So as you can see on the site, there is a rundown of what you will hear on the program. So during part one, you're going to listen to albums 10 through 7. During part two, you'll hear albums 6 through 4. And of course, in part three, albums 3 through to 1. You're going to hear music from John Debney, Christopher Young, Alexandre Desplat, John Williams, Ludovic Bors, Mark McKenzie, and others. Also, I encourage you to leave a comment on the site and let me know whether we might have missed a few scores during 2011. And also, after this program, if you have some time, I suggest you have a listen to the best single tracks of 2011. And there's a link for you right on the best of 2011 page for you to go listen to that program. Now, 2011 was a fantastic year. At least I thought it was. 2004, for me, was really one of the last impressive years of film music, and I thought there was a steady decline in the quality of film music, and I really wasn't anticipating anything fantastic to come out of 2011. But what's interesting is that on this list, for the very first time in the 15 years that I have produced this program, a documentary score has made the countdown. And it's a fantastic score, and you'll hear music from that album during this hour. So let's get right to it and present the number 10 score of 2011. Comes from a film called Dream House, with original score composed by John Debney. The film was directed by Jim Sheridan, who brought us such films as The Name of the Father, My Left Foot, and In America. The score for the film was composed by John Debney. And this score was one of the biggest surprises for me of the year. I didn't expect to like this score as much as I did. The album opens up with almost a cliched child's voice, which then blends into this fantastic lush string melody, which also gets an incredible reprise during the end credits suite. The next few tracks on the album are equally impressive, including the track Little Girls Die. And it's probably the most dramatic cue that John Debney has written since Mary Goes to Jesus from The Passion of the Christ. And the recording by Simon Rhodes is absolutely fantastic. Now, the top and tail of this album are the strongest aspects of the score. The middle section, it ranges between 27 to 30 minutes of music. It's a lot of suspense, eerie, atmospheric music, which isn't fantastic per se, but it isn't terrible. But it's really those first three tracks and the last three tracks of the album that put this score into our top 10 of 2011. This is a great way to start off the countdown. Here is the number 10 score of 2011, composed by John Debney for the film Dream House. Thank you. Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Dream House with original score composed by John Debney, and also suite of music from the original soundtrack recording, which is available on Varese Saraban Records, and that is our number 10 score of 2011. Our number 9 score of 2011 comes from the film My Week with Marilyn, with theme composed by Alexandre Desplat and original score composed by Conrad Pope. The movie, which was actually a feature debut of director Simon Curtis, is based on the books by Colin Clark, who is an assistant on the set of The Prince and the Showgirl in the summer of 1956. And it gave Marilyn Monroe, played by Michelle Williams, an introduction to British life. Monroe was actually on her honeymoon with playwright Arthur Miller. When Miller had to leave the country, Clark was her companion for a week-long escape from the pressures of life as a Hollywood luminary, and Kenneth Branagh takes the part of Laurence Olivier, the other major star of The Prince and the Showgirl. As I mentioned, the score was composed by Conrad Pope. However, the theme, Marilyn's theme, was contributed by Alexandre Desplat, which is a simple piano tune performed by Lang Lang on the album. Now, that theme sets the tone for the film, especially sets the time period as well, and gives the score a golden age-styled sound. It's really a lovely theme. Most of the underscore written by Pope is soft, gentle, tranquil, and romantic, but there are occasions for deeper drama, where Pope brings in some woodwinds and strings to give the score some strength. I really do love this score, and that's the reason why it's in our top 10. It's our number 9 score of 2011. My Week with Marilyn. Original score composed by Conrad Pope. Marilyn's theme composed by Alexandre Desplat.
Thank you.
Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to My Week with Marilyn. Original score composed by Conrad Pope, with Marilyn's theme composed by Alexander Desplat. The original soundtrack recording is available on Sony Music, and that's our number 9 score of 2011.
Listening to Cinematic Sound on cinematicsound.net.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the top 10 scores of 2011. My name is Eric Woods and I'm your host. I really hope you're enjoying today's program. Our number 8 score comes from the film Priest, with original score composed by Christopher Young. The film has an odd plot. It actually tells the story of a priest who disobeys church law to track down vampires who kidnapped his niece. Very much a comic book styled film, which was panned by critics and didn't really make much of a splash at the box office. However, and for some reason, the film really inspired Christopher Young. The score is a mix of that Hans Zimmer Media Ventures remote control studio sound, that sort of current sound which is driven by ostinato driven action styling. If you think about Batman and the Dark Knight, you'll know what I'm talking about. However, there is a heavy dose of Christopher Young's own unmistakable sound in this score. This score is really a lot of fun, especially the epic action cue called The Vampire Train, one of the best action cues written in 2011. The rest of the score is gothic, as I said, epic, bold, thematic, sinister, thrilling. Yeah, it's a lot of the good stuff that we like in film music. Here's the number 8 score of 2011, composed by Christopher Young, for the film Priest. We'll be right back. Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Priest, original score composed by Christopher Young and performed by the Slovak National Symphony Orchestra. And the original soundtrack recording is available on Sony Music. That's our number 8 score of 2011. The last score we're going to present for you during this part is that documentary score I mentioned earlier on in the program. And as I said, it's the first ever documentary score that has cracked my personal top 10 of any year in the 15 years that I have been doing this show. Not to say that documentary scores aren't good, but this score is really good. The score comes from the film called The Wind Gods, with original score by one of the best up-and-comers, Pinar Toprak. The film tells the story of the 33rd America's Cup, which took place in 2010. Composer Pinar Toprak actually won an IFMCA award for Best Comedy Score in 2010 for her score to The Lightkeepers. She has yet again produced another impressive score for the film The Wind Gods, which I think is one of the front runners as well for the Best Documentary Score presented by the International Film Music Critics Association, which I am a part of. Now, if The Wind Gods has anything to say about Toprak's career, well, then she's going to be one of the most successful and prolific composers in the next 20, 30 years or so. She is just a fantastic talent. And hopefully, one of these days, someone very soon gives her a really big project to work on to get her name out there and to give her her first real big break in Hollywood. Her score to The Wind Gods is fully symphonic, lush melodies. It's exciting, especially the cue, The First Race, which is one of the many highlights in this epic score. The only unfortunate part about this score is the fact that it's not commercially available. However, if you do want to listen to the soundtrack album, head over to Pinar Toprak's site right now, which is at pinartoprak.com, and she is streaming the entire album on her website. Here is the number 7 score of 2011. This is from the documentary The Wind Gods, original score composed by Pinar Toprak.